I think the Phillies in Philadelphia is the top of his list. No, I don't think there's anybody that thinks that. Do I think that maybe he has some reservations about playing here for the next 10 years or his wife does? Yeah. No.
John Heyman, Bryce Harper to the Phillies.
No way.
Official blue check mark and everything. Bryce Harper is going to the Phillies. Stop everything you are doing.
Bring on the music. Hold on. We got to make sure we verify first.
It's verified.
Verify everything, Ben, before we turn on the music,
Bryce
Ben.
To the Phillies. You said sort of breaking news.
Yeah, what the hell is sort of breaking news? Pump it up. Pump it up. Hey.
A celebration. Oh yeah! Hit it objectively now.
Celebrate good times. Come on,
come on, Bryce.
Let's celebrate. Well, Ike.
And your laughter too.
We're gonna celebrate
your party with you. Come on now.
According to John Heyman, Bryce Harper to the Phillies. That on his verified Twitter account 3 minutes ago. I'm almost speechless.
Hey.
I'm glad that I just went on the High Hopes podcast and recording it live, and I went in there and I said, I'm back to thinking Harper's comeback. Everyone around the world. Come on! Yahoo! All right, listen. Ben, are we coming back with a reaction to this? 888-729-9494, 888-729-9494.
Somebody get the Ike juice!
John Heyman reporting that the Phillies have had an objectively awesome offseason. Bryce Harper to the Phillies. We will give you the latest right after this. Heyman follows up. Huge move for the Phillies. They get their man. Harper's the guy they wanted. The left-handed power hitter they needed. Yeah, keep going. All right. Let's take your reaction. 888-729-9494. The comment is Dave in Wilmington. I've had it with Harper. Dave.
Come on now.
Yeah, put me on right. Is that how y'all do it?
So you happy? Were you happy?
Well, the whole thing is, it's such a circus. Like, I was so tired of the circus. Is
well,
it great?
Over.
All of us.
Yes.
All
it's
of us.
Over now.
So are you happy they have the player is the question?
Yes.
Good answer, Dave.
But does he really change a team that much?
Yes.
I know what he just changed. He changed my feeling.
Well, everybody's happy, yeah.
Yeah.
And y'all make me come on after that.
Well, you
after, I'm sitting here saying I don't want him. We got Bryce Harper.
Yeah.
Am I happy we got him yet?
Yeah.
Depending on what the price tag was.
Well, we'll find that out.
Depending on what the price tag was. Are you serious?
We'll find what the price tag is. I don't
give a damn what the price tag is.
Like they got him.
They got him.
They got him.
They got him. Woo!
And we'll be in Clearwater on Monday.
Yeah! Yes, sir.
They got him. Billy T in Princeton. Billy T!
I was just about to say, here's what we've got to do to get this guy. Give him 3 years, and then he's got to buy us out if he wants only 3 years on a 10-year deal. And then all of a sudden, you guys kick in, stole my thunder. But I'm with you, Ike. I'm, like, jumping up and down. I just went to my favorite restaurant. And they're pouring me Ike juice over Ike cube.
Hey,
listen, what this guy's going to do in the center of the lineup is immense. Is immense.
It's huge.
It's huge because you need to have the left, right, left, right.
He balances the lineup, Billy T. And you know what people aren't talking about? Everybody's worried about what he's going to do. Just his presence helps everybody else in that lineup. It's going to help Rhys Hoskins. It's going to help everybody. It really is.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I'm just looking forward. I'm going to go celebrate. I'm going to let you guys get to the other callers. I'll be listening in. But I got to tell you, I think it's a good deal. We got one of the best players in baseball, and we have a great baseball town. We have a great fan base, and you guys have a great show. And, like, go to it, fellas.
Thank you, bro.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it. All right, let's go. Let's get on the record right now before numbers come out. Ben, jump in on this. How many years?
I think it's 10-330. It's what I thought all along.
10-330, when's the opt-out?
I think it's fourth year.
Four?
Yeah, I don't 10-330, I don't really care. He's signed. He's here.
I'm going to go 10-335.
He's here.
Yeah, he is.
He's here.
It'll be fascinating. It'll just be fascinating to see. See, here's what I think happened. Honestly.
They may have given him everything he asked for. I don't know.
They could have. And maybe Bryce Harper tapped out and said, listen, it's time. We got to decide what we're doing here. And the Phillies sweetened their offer. They must have. I mean, I don't know how we go from Duquette just a couple hours ago saying they've only offered 270 to 300. But it also tells me the Dodgers and the Giants weren't really serious players, which we were saying, we've been saying.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure they wanted him. Maybe they sweetened their offer, but they weren't doing 10 years. And he wasn't walking away from 10 years.
Yeah.
He wasn't. All right, let's get reaction. 888-729-9494. Pat in Douglasville, Pennsylvania. Hi, Pat.
Hey, guys. Thank God it's over. Oh, man. Mm-hmm. I don't care what the contract is. It was hysterical. I'm listening, and everybody's talking about how he's going to hate Philly. And then the whole attitude changed.
That's how, with the stroke of a pen, that's all it takes.
I love it. I don't care. It's not my money.
Yep.
And I'm definitely going to be tuning into the Phils this year.
Oh, man.
It's been a while.
That's all I'm thinking about right now, Pat. All I'm thinking about right now is how much fun Sunday night against the Atlanta Braves opening night. That's not here, though, is it? That's in Atlanta? Is it here?
I think it's here. Anyway, I mean,
that first game at Citizens Bank with him in the lineup.
Can we call the Phillies ticket office live on the air and just see if it's busy? I mean, seriously, right now people are thinking, like, I can't tell you how many people we've talked to, mm-hmm. I've talked to, you've talked to over the last few weeks that have said just that. That is, the Phillies have had a good offseason. I'm a Phillies fan. I haven't paid attention as much the last couple of years, and if they sign Bryce Harper, I will buy tickets.
Yeah,
I would say the average Philadelphia fan is that guy or that gal, to where they're going to go down because now they're like, oh yeah, Bryce Harper. My wife just texted me and said, how much money did she get? How much money did he get?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, this is an Eagles type story. The Phillies just got the biggest free agent in the city's history, right? I mean, this is the biggest free agent.
So, no, it's going to beat Stanton. Stanton was the biggest contract that had ever been signed, and it's going to beat that.
We'll see what it is. Harper gets 330, according to John Heyman. 330.
I called it.
According to John Heyman. So he does. He beats it. He gets it.
Well, you knew he was going to beat it.
Yeah. Yeah, because you knew he wouldn't sign now if it wasn't
for that.
Well, they got the 330, Ike.
Opening day is the 28th.
Whoa. This is the best news Phillies fans could ever get.
What?
This is going to change everything. According to Jeff Passan, it will be 13 years, basically a lifetime contract for 330. So they got three extra years, and this is the best part. This is what's going to change the entire future of the franchise. There are no opt-outs.
Oh,
he is going to be here for 13 years, and he has no say in the matter.
13
Bryce Harper is going to be a Philly for life.
Well, until he's not.
Well, he is going to be a Philly until he's 38.
13 for
339.
Wow.
13 for 330. This is unprecedented. Players do not sign contracts without opt-outs now. The Phillies got him over the barrel. It's incredible.
I'm sure there's some no-trade protection in there, but really, if a player wants to be traded, a player gets traded, right? I mean, if you want your way out. I mean, this is, Ike, this couldn't be better news.
Why are y'all talking about trades?
Well, because
this guy's not going anywhere anytime soon, man. This dude's about to be a Hall of Fame player right here in the city of brotherly love. That's all I'm thinking about.
13 years?
That's all I'm thinking about. That's all I'm thinking about. That just means it's less money per year.
Yeah.
So you got three extra years to divide the money up. So, you know.
13 for 330.
Yeah, Ben's right. No opt-outs. You can't go anywhere. You're not going to be worried about him opting out in 3 years if Jeff Passan is right.
$25 a year? It's 25 and change a year. 325 would be...
It's 25 and change a year. So they basically, for people to understand the opt-out thing, every contract now comes with a provision where the player can say in 3 or 4 years if they're playing well, I'm gone. Bryce Harper cannot do that. He is going to stay here no matter how well he plays for 13 years at $25 million a year.
I just, because everybody was talking 30 and 30 and 30, maybe this was where they were offering 10 for 275 and they said, listen, we'll give you the 330. Obviously, the 330 number was important to Boris and important to Bryce Harper to break that record. It's the largest contract in American sports history. But to go 13 years to get it, I'm just surprised. That really tells me that the Giants and Dodgers weren't anywhere near where they were doing it. $25 million a year, Ike. It's for 13 years, sure, but it just shows you they wanted to beat the Stanton contract. They wanted the 330, and it took them 13 years to get to it.
The smart thing about it and why they're geniuses is everybody thought that what they were going to do is go backwards and say, we're going to give you 270. We're not going to beat the contract. They realized the number one thing Boris wanted was to beat the record. So they said, we're going to let you beat the record. We're going to go to 330. You get the biggest contract.
Give us extra years.
But we will make him a Philly for life, but there can't be any opt-outs. So they gave Boris everything they wanted, and they got more out of him. It's perfect.
No, they actually, even though it's 13, I got to say, Bryce Harper, they gave in a little bit. They didn't insist. It also shows you where the market was, that they realized that this was the best offer that they were going to get. And they got the 330, but they got it by 13 years. Marks and Riesel, 94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Tasty Cake Studios. Bryce Harper, according to everybody, is a Philadelphia Philly. 13 years, $330 million with no opt-out clauses. Ike Reese.
That's the best part.
This is amazing.
That's the best part. No opt-outs. You don't have to worry about it. He's here. He's here. So all that we thought was the case about him not wanting to be here, we were wrong. We were wrong. We were wrong. We were wrong. We're on the air. We get a chance to say it first. You were wrong. I was wrong. Ben, you were wrong.
You listening was wrong.
Yeah, well, I don't care about them. We got to set the tone, though. You know what I mean? So when he agrees to a 13-year no opt-out, he obviously didn't have that much concern about playing here.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't have. So
nope.
He's here, no opt-out. He's here, man. He's here, and it's a good day for the Phillies organization. It's a good day for us as baseball fans. And guess what? Guess what? Guess what? Now, we don't know how this will eventually turn out because we may regret it in 4 or 5 years. But today, we didn't get left at the altar.
Yep.
We aren't bridesmaids today.
Nope.
You know, we're actually getting married. So,
yep.
You know, I think it was Ben that said it was the biggest free agent signing around here. Yeah. When you look at the sport, when you look at the age in which he is and the contracts, because it's guaranteed. Now, we'll see how it turns out from a production standpoint. But we didn't get T.O. at 25 years old with a guaranteed deal where he's happy with it. So we didn't, and he wasn't a free agent either. We had to trade for him because his agent messed up the paperwork. So I don't know how far we got to go back to look at a free agent signing at this point in his career, what the potential is for him, and the fact that you have him here. He's here.
He's here.
He's here.
Can we give a round of applause to John Middleton and Matt Klentak and the Phillies organization? Now you can say this is an excellent offseason.
Yes.